Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, I was in the process tonight of reconciling my bank statements, and I see I'm making a reoccurring payment of $67 and some change for something that I didn't order and something I don't really know what I'm paying for. I have no idea what it is. And
Yes,
I've been
sir.
paying for it.
Go ahead.
I've been paying for it since August, and I don't know what it is, and it's not me.
Okay, sir, just give me just a moment and I'll get the account pulled up here. It's currently loading, sir. I do apologize.
No problems.
Okay, let's see. I'm still here, sir. Okay, sir, I see that this will be for the technical bag, and I also see that you also have the membership to our Gadget website. Once the customer submits for the shipping and handling charge, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
Well,
Would you possibly remember doing
somebody did
something like
that.
that?
No, somebody did that without my knowledge. So whatever is going on, I need to cancel it because I've already spent $400 almost on something I don't even know about. And I need to see if I can get a refund because I didn't. I don't know who ordered it or how they ordered it to my house. I never received any technical or tactical bags, and I didn't order anything. I would never have wanted to do anything like that. That's not me. So it's some sort of fraudulent activity on my end, but I don't know who it was. But I need to stop it definitely.
Okay, sir, and please verify the email address.
Email address, my email address is bcastler01@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, sir. And please verify the street address.
117 Avenida San Dimas, San Clemente, California.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And the last four digits of the card number is 3347, October of 2024.
3347.
Yes,
Yeah, that's
sir.
my debit card. That's my debit card.
Okay, sir. Well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, place the original order, then we will proceed with the claim. This could have been done through either an email, through either Amazon or Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize. Just an example, social media like TikTok or Facebook, or through a cell phone text message.
Okay. Now, will this phone call I'm making now, will it stop any further payments on this?
Yes, so the account is canceled out, so just give me just a moment. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, $400.
I'm sorry, sir.
Nothing. I was just talking to myself.
Okay, sir, I've issued the 6732, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's C as in Charlie, 206-3454-3009.
So is this, now this is for this month, for December, but how about August through November? They've been doing this. I'm going back through my records and I see they first started billing me back in August.
Yes, so we can only refund 3 months worth of charges.
Okay, so will this take care of the 3 months?
Yes, sir, it will.
Okay. And how do I get the other 3 months?
I will have to send a ticket into corporate, sir.
Okay, and how do I know that's getting done, or how do I follow up on this?
I'm working on it now, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see. I'm almost done, sir.
Pardon me?
Just letting you know that I'm almost finished.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Almost finished. Gotta do this one at a time. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Almost done. Let's see. Almost done. I do apologize for taking so long, sir.
No problems.
Okay, let's see. Remainder of the months refunded. Okay. Okay, sir. I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay.
It's CSN Charlie 2627068. 3-5.
Okay, now that's the confirmation number of canceling and the refund, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and is there a phone number I can call back if I need to?
You would be calling us back at this number, sir.
925-983-8095?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, all right.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Nope, I think that's over. We're good. Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you for calling customer support.
Right.